It's time for Rhema for Today.
You see, when we were born again, I want to go over that again. When we were born again, we became a new man, a new creature in Christ. Now the nature of God is in there. The nature and the life of God is in my spirit. Are you listening to me? My spirit doesn't need healing. I don't need any inner healing. Because my spirit's become a new man, brand new. Old things have passed away. They're all gone. There wouldn't be anything there that needed healing. Unless God wanted to heal the new man he made, he didn't make him sick.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Today you'll hear more from Kenneth E. Hagin on his teaching, How You Can Be Led by the Spirit of God, Volume 1, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
Now listen to me carefully. You see, Jesus said here in John 3:6, that which is born of spirit is spirit. It is our spirit that's born again. We contact the spiritual world by our spirit. We contact the mental world with our souls. Paul said in 2 Corinthians 5:17, we'll look at it again, therefore if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Now he's saying that the inward man, not the outward man, has become a new man. You have the same body that you did before you were born again, but the man on the inside has become a new man in Christ. One translation reads, therefore, if any man be in Christ, there is a new self. I like that translation because I'm a new person. I'm a new self. We sometimes hear people talk about dying out to self. However, we don't want to die out to self. We want this new self, this new creature to dominate us. We want to crucify the flesh. And that's really what they're talking about, but they're using the wrong term and it confuses you. Now, crucifying the flesh isn't something that God does for you. You must do it yourself. Are you listening to me? You do that. You'll notice here in this verse we read in Romans 12:1, wherefore I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye, well, we don't say ye, thee, thou, and so on nowadays, that you do something with your body. Not that you pray and get God to do something with your body. Not that you pray and get the, or ask the pastor to pray and do something with your body. You get your fellow Christian to pray that God do something with your body. No, it's up to you to do something with your body. Do what with it? Present it to God. Present it to God. Don't let your body dominate you. Present it to God. A living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Now, he didn't tell you to die out to self or the flesh, but he did tell you to do something with the flesh. You see, when we were born again, I want to go over that again. When we were born again, we became a new man, a new creature in Christ. Now the nature of God is in there. The nature and the life of God is in my spirit. Are you listening to me? My spirit doesn't need healing. I don't need any inner healing. Because my spirit's become a new man. Brand new. Old things have passed away. They're all gone. There wouldn't be anything there that needed healing. Unless God wanted to heal the new man he made, he didn't make him sick. Are you listening to me now? Now notice he said, 2 Corinthians 5:17, old things have passed away. They're all gone. All all things. How many of them in your spirit now, in this new man, in this new self, in this new creature, not in your flesh, not in your soul, we'll get to those in a moment, but in your spirit, all things have become new. Have they or have they not? Half of them become new? Did he make you a new creature with the life of God in it? Leave two or three demons down there to harass you? No, he didn't do that. Took them all out. I'm talking about your spirit now. See, if we just listen to the Bible, it would solve so many of our questions. See, the question has arisen in recent years because there's some validity, of course, in dealing with demons and evil spirits, but the thought is, can a Christian have a demon? Well, first of all, what do you mean by can a Christian have a demon? You see, we'd have to go back and ask that question. Well, if you specify, like somebody said, well, can a Christian have a demon in their spirit? Well, certainly not. Not and be a Christian. You see, what happened to us in this charismatic move was that many people have come this direction who were never Christians. They thought they were because they belonged to the church. But they were never really, their spirits was never really born again. They're liable to have anything in their spirits. Are you listening to me? Don't go to praying with people to be filled with the Holy Ghost until you're sure they're born again. Because they're liable to get any kind of a spirit. Are you listening to me? Get them saved first. Get them washed in the blood first. Now here's what I'm saying to you. Here's what's happened to us. In the charismatic move, we've got people coming in out of every church that already thought that they were saved because they was in the church. Well, I was a member of the church and I wasn't saved, and I had to get saved before I got filled with the Holy Ghost. It's the most dangerous thing in the world to get these people, you know, to pray with people, to be filled with the Spirit that's not saved. Are you listening to me? Now you be sure, first of all, that they're really saved. Now, like some dear Roman Catholic friends of mine said to me, said, I'll tell you, we learned that lesson early. We found out this, that in our church, because we knew in our own experience, we weren't really saved. In our own church, we were having some terrible experiences and manifestation of demon power. And we found out that the first thing you better do is to get that people saved. Be sure they're washed in the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. And so this put first things first. Now, if a man's born again, his spirit, I want to reiterate that, is a new man, a new spirit. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So there's no demon in there. If there were, then all things didn't become new. If there's still demons in his spirit after he's saved, after he's a Christian, then old things didn't pass away, did they? No, where's the trouble? You'll find that your problems are either with the flesh or with the soul. It's in the mind or the emotional part of man's being. Well, now somebody said, and really what people are calling inner healing has to do with the soul, but they're trying to go about it with psychological weapons. No, go about saving the soul or healing the soul. Did you know the many times, I didn't look this one up yet, I will. This Greek word here where it said save your soul. Sometimes the word translated save is sozo. It means heal. Sometimes it's translated heal in the New Testament. And this one may be, I haven't looked at yet, but it may be that same word. If it is, he's saying receive the engrafted word with meekness which is able to heal your souls or save your souls or renew your souls or restore your soul. See? They're dealing with the soul realm and calling it the spirit. Are you following me now? And that soul needs to be dealt with according to the Word of God, not according to some psychological process. Don't mix psychology and the Bible together. They're two different things entirely. I've studied quite a bit of psychology. I know that. Are you listening to me? No, the Word of God is the thing that'll heal your soul. The Word of God is the thing that'll save your soul. The Word of God is the thing that'll renew your mind. The Word of God is what will restore your soul. When you know the Word of God, then you'll be able to know and to prove the acceptable, the perfect, hallelujah, the permissive and the perfect will of God. Because the Word of God is the will of God.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering 10 messages by Reverend Lynette Hagin on USB entitled Prayer. In our chaotic world, we can't afford not to pray. It's how we tap into the power of God and overcome the challenges we face. As we spend time with Him, we receive the strength and guidance we need each day. We are also offering Denise Hagin Burns' series entitled Pathway to Success, which features 9 inspiring messages. We don't have to do life alone. God sent His Holy Spirit to help us. He will guide us in every aspect of our lives, from raising children to making decisions and moving to new seasons. We can rely on God's Spirit. As we walk our everyday life, He will lead us on pathways to success. All 19 messages are at the special price of only $35. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Coming up in September,
yes.
Wow, Kindle the Flame Women's Conference. That's September the 26th through the 8th, but registration is open now. You can go online at rhema.org/KTF and register for the conference.
Hey, listen. You know, Lynette, she said, when God told her to start having a women's conference, she said, well, it's not going to be like any other women's conference. No. And it's not. And let me tell you what, I don't know how many testimonies I've got,
yes,
from guys that they made an effort, they got their wife registered, they did all the things that was necessary so they could attend, and they said their wife actually came back a different person.
Yes.
So listen, guys, hey, This is a fantastic conference. They're going to talk about how that God is the head, and
yes,
and they're not going to talk about defeat. They're going to talk about,
we're not victims, we're victors.
Yeah, that's what Lynette said.
Yes.
And actually, the theme this year is the steps of a good woman are ordered of the Lord.
Yes.
Hey, go right now and get that done, ladies, and you guys, make sure your lady gets here.
Monday, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue this powerful teaching. That's next week on Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Have a great weekend.